Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven,
Florida.
When
Jesus is speaking to that city, he took some things that they were known
for. This week, we're continuing
our
look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word.
Also peculiar to
this city, Pastor Walt Lanier,
is that it did not have its own water source.
To people as they are.
It didn't have its own water source. It came from outside the city. And we'll read a little bit more of that when he talks about, I'd rather it be hot nor cold. You understand what he's talking about. The people there at the church knew what he was talking about, because they would get water, hot water. They would have hot water from Hierapolis. I think I'm saying that right. Hierapolis. It was famous for their hot springs. And they would try to pipe water from those hot springs into the city of Laodicea. But by the time that hot water would get from those hot springs, all of a sudden it became lukewarm. It cooled down. Then they would get the cold water from Colossae, pure cold water. They were known for, and they would pipe the water from the other way. It was pure cold water. By the time that it got cold, or by the time it got to Laodicea, it's no longer cold, it's lukewarm. And by the way, who loves a cup of lukewarm coffee? I'm just giving you an idea, you know. Give me hot coffee. Now that, you know, they're famous now for cold coffee. People are drinking, go to Dunkin' Donuts or wherever. I want cold coffee. Well, I might can handle that because it's cold, but I sure want nothing lukewarm. That's just, anyway, all these things are in mind when Jesus is talking to them. You're lukewarm. I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. I'm going to spew you because you're useless. You're useless. You're neither hot nor you're cold. And don't you know that church knew what Jesus was talking about? Well, let's move on. And this is just out of the first introduction. First number 14, I got 15 minutes. I'm never going to finish this. And the angel unto the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen. You know what that word Amen means? So be it. Truly, truly, there's nobody like him. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. There's nobody like him. I'm the Amen, so be it. There used to be a bumper sticker and slogan said this, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, whether you believe it or not, if God said it, that settles it. Okay? Why? Because he's the Amen. You don't add nothing to it. He's the Amen. It also talks about him being omnipotent, all-powerful. There's some things here I could go on, but I need to move on. The Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Now, if you were talking to a Jehovah's Witness, and I encourage you to share the gospel with anybody and everybody, Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, anybody comes to your door, but be a lot of show a lot of grace. Don't be angry or vindictive, because then you don't accomplish nothing, but show them a lot of grace. I've had Jehovah's Witness come, used to. They don't come to my door anymore, because I think they marked my door. You know, as they go around, I ain't had one in a couple of years. The last one was them old, I shouldn't say old, those senior citizen ladies. Remember the story? They haven't been back. Nobody's been back to my house anymore because they know a Baptist preacher lives there. And I guess they're telling, don't waste your time. Anyway, what they do. I'm just saying, this is one of the verses they would use, that he's the beginning of the creation of God. That, see, Jesus was a created being. Jesus is not God, very God. And this is one of the verses they would use. But in John chapter 1, verse number 1, Word of God tells us this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, I got to move on quickly. There's so much here. The Jehovah's Witness now have a new translation. It's called the New World Translation, okay? And they did it like in 1950 or something. Before that time, they used a King James Bible. I don't know if you knew this. But they were using the King James Bible, and they sure had a problem. In John 1:1, so where it says, in the beginning was the Word, Jesus Christ, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. They had a problem with that when it said the Word was God. So how do you solve that problem? You change the Bible. So now the New World Translation, the Jehovah's Witness Bible, now says, and the Word was a God. There's a big difference. Okay, but anyway, my Bible tells us the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, by Jesus Christ. And without him was nothing made, anything made that was made. And the Word, verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So we see that Jesus Christ is the actual creator. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Who is that God? We think of God the Father. Really, the triunity of the Godhead had a hand in all of the creation. It was Jesus Christ who formed Adam from the dust of the earth. Let us make men in our image. It was Jesus Christ who came to this world that he had created. He created this world. Do you believe that? He spoke this world in existence. Let there be light. And by the way, by his spoken word, he holds it together. And one day, we're getting later in the book of Revelation, he's going to shake this. He's going to shake it like this world has never seen. But anyway, we see in John 1:3. It talks about he's the source. He's the origin of creation. It began in him. Not that he was a created being, but all things came from him. There was nothing made that was not made by him. Are you following? The light, the sun, the stars, the moon, you, me, everything. You heard the story about when Adam was created by Jesus, Satan showed up. He said, man, I could do that. I could make me a man. So Satan got down and started the dust of the earth and putting mud together and all. And Jesus said, wait a minute, get your own dirt. You'll get that on the way home. All right. Jesus made the dirt. He's the only creator, okay? Satan cannot create except havoc. It's the only thing he creates is havoc and problems in people's lives. But anyway, and then in Colossians 1, let me read these words so I can find it. Verse 15. Who is the image of I got so much writing in my book, my Bible, it's hard to read my Bible now. Who is the image of the invisible God, speaking of Jesus, who is the firstborn of every creation? He's talking about not generation, that he was born, but relationship. He's talking about, and again, this is what Jehovah's Witness will take you to this verse to see. He was the firstborn. No, he's not talking about generation. He's talking about the relationship and what he has to the God. Anyway, verse 16, for by him, Jesus Christ, all things were created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things are created by him and for him. And he is before all things. In other words, he has a preeminence. Before there was nothing, there was God. I cannot fathom that. Before there were angels, before there was a throne, before there was not anything, there was God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. I can't fathom that, and neither can you. Sometime in eternity past, I don't know when, God's making a plan, and he's putting all this together, the Lord just sitting around the table that they had to put together. Are you following what I'm talking about? Had to put a build it. I don't understand this. I just know that God made all things. He made heaven. He made the angels. Before there were angels, there was God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. Do you understand it? I don't understand it. I can't even comprehend it. Anyway, we see that he is before all things, and by him all things consist. In verse number 18, I have to move on. He is the head of the body, the church. You know why it's so important to be in the church? He's the head of this church, not the preacher. I heard two amens. Amen. I'm not the head of this church. I don't want to be. I can't handle you folk, but God can. I know thy works. He just placed me here as an under shepherd, and praise God for that. You know what I'm talking about, placing in a place of leadership. But listen, he holds all this together. Amen. He's the head of the church, the body of the church, which is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that all things he might have the preeminence. The most important thing in this church, in our lives, is not the preacher, not the deacon, not even you. I know that kind of, some of y'all walk around like a peacock all strutting. Boy, ain't I something? No, it's Jesus Christ who has a preeminence. Without him, we can do what? Nothing. But with him, everything is possible. You believe that? Boy, I do too. I believe that. That's why I do crazy things out there. Preacher, you're crazy, I know. But with him, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen and amen. Well, let's get back to Revelation chapter. And I got 10 minutes. And I'm just getting started.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.